The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Did you know the Mayans had a god of cocoa? That 8 out of 10 vegetarians eventually go back to eating meat. That 3 out of 4 Americans will report foot problems at some time in their lives. Or that Americans over the age of 75 watch twice as much TV as teenagers. Also, did you know that Americans actually drink more wine than the French? And a quarter of all vegetables eaten in the USA are French fries. Falling in love? Well, that'll cost you, on average, 2 close friends. Valentine's Day is banned in Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Malaysia. And more than 5,000 Swedish men have the first name Love. Well, we love that you tuned in to our President's Day weekend edition of the show. Good morning, aloha, and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. Hey, we have some fun and tasty information for you on the morning menu with facts about, the health benefits of dark chocolate in the second half of this hour. Also, next hour, the health consequences of sugar and soda. And our special edition, which we do at this time of the year for President's Day, we usually do a show on sexual health for Valentine's. And even though it's post-Valentine's, right after the big day of the year for love. And so we'll have an expert on in next hour's program to expand our regular weekly feature on sexual health, matters of sexual health. So make sure you tune in all 2 hours long to make your weekend strong. But if you can't, you can always listen to us tonight on the rebroadcast from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy, right here on AM 690 or 94.3 FM, The Answer. Oh, and also in this hour of the program, we'll keep you healthy from your head to your toes. And first of all, we'll talk to an Olympian. She's a longtime friend of mine, Beata Hondra. She shares her secrets on ways you can be very competitive or have at least a competitive edge in whatever sport you choose or whatever sport you're participating in. And also some common sense tips on health and fitness and nutrition. And maybe you can, maybe you just want to stay fit. You don't want to be an Olympic athlete. Most of us aren't, but we'll have some valuable information for you there with Beata. And then, speaking of healthy from your head to your toes, our resident footwear expert, Patty Ryan, has tips on helping you keep up your feet. And, if you want to kick up your heels, if that's your thing, or whatever you want to do with your feet, you can do it without any foot pain. And that will be also this hour in the program. In the second half of this hour's show, as I mentioned, chocolatier Matt Wyant discusses the benefits of dark chocolate, another food that's popular at this time of the year, with Valentine's Day just passing us. But, some people eat chocolate 24-7. Well, not 24-7, but 365. They don't wait for Valentine's or Easter, that's for sure, or Christmas. They have chocolate on a daily basis. But we'll talk to you about the benefits of dark chocolate and just how dark is dark and how is chocolate made and how you can detect the quality levels of chocolate. So everything you need to know about choosing a chocolate bar when it comes to your health. And also, time to find out some not-so-sweet facts on sugar, and that'll be in next hour's program, as well as I want to share with you some of the experiences or the knowledge I gained. I was recently in Atlanta, Georgia, and I toured the world of Coca-Cola, you know, Coke's headquarters, probably the largest consumer of sugar of any one food, that's for sure, about, you know, each Coke or, well, not to single out Coke, most soft drinks, if they're not artificially sweetened, they have about upwards of 10 teaspoons of sugar per can. But there's some interesting information you'll find out there. And then finally, in the second half of the program, as I mentioned, we'll have, this being the month of love, we'll have Fred Wyant from the American Sexual Health Association, and he'll be joining us on what you need to know to enjoy a healthy sex life, along with some unusual facts about not only humans, but also animals when it comes to sexual and bodily functions. All right, let's see, elsewhere in the news. Well, we know that relationships affect your health. And is all fair in love and war? Well, the UK's Advertising Standards Authority, ASA, thinks not. It has ruled that a billboard ad for online dating website eHarmony was misleading. Let's see, the headline read, "Step aside, fate. It's time science had a go at love." Well, eHarmony's scientifically proven matching systems decode the mystery of compatibility and chemistry so you don't have to. Well, I don't know about that. The agency ruled that consumers were likely to interpret the advertisement as meaning that there was significantly more chance of finding love through eHarmony than alternative methods. Feature the company could not demonstrate in the evidence submitted to the regulator. And they also, this report noted that while the site's couplings boasted fewer breakups than competing websites, the rate of matrimonial disharmony was still higher than that found among couples who had met more organically on the web. By the way, this is not the first time that eHarmony, that their love boat, so to speak, has sailed into choppy waters. Famously exacting in its standards, the site will not accept applications from those who are too depressed, too married. What does being too married mean? Or too frequently divorced. So it just reminds me of clinical drug trials where they only choose the healthiest individuals or use only, you know, other parameters that make for a more favorable outcome of giving them the results they're looking for. All right. Okay, let's see. Oh, and a change of programming in the first hour of this special edition of Dr. Health. We will be preempting the health hotline news that you usually hear at this time so that we may bring you a special guest talking about the health aspects of a current event, the Olympics. And do we have any Olympic music, I wonder? Maybe we do. Oh, what do you know? Hey. Beata Hondra, a figure skater and ice dancer who competed back in the 2002 Olympics, is with us. And she shares her experience of what it was like to compete as an elite and how she tweaked her diet, exercise, sleep, and lifestyle to perform at the highest level possible. And we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Beata. How the health are you? Beata, are you there? Hello? Do we have all the microphones on? Or the? I don't hear her. Beata, can you hear me? Oh, there you are.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Okay, you're on. Hey, thanks for being with us. Does that music conjure up a few memories in your mind?
Oh, it sure does. Great memories. And watching the Olympics today just stir up those goosebumps and tingles, and it's just such an exciting time.
Beata, you're muffled. Are you holding the phone in your hand, or are you on a headset?
I am holding the phone in my hand.
Okay,
is
no,
better?
That's better. Thank you very much.
Great. Yep.
Okay.
No problem.
Great. So your events were figure skating and ice dancing back in 2002. That was in Salt Lake City, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd like for you to share with our audience the various aspects of being an Olympian, with this being the time, you know, this is week two of the Summer Olympics, Winter Olympics. It's always summer here in Hawaii, so I get confused with the seasons. No, but with respect to your health routine, let me get to that in a minute. First, I want to just maybe lay down a few facts on the Olympics. Now, it's week two, of course. And when you competed back in 2002, many years ago, were you in the beginning of the program, or were the events one of your events one of the last days of the Olympics? How does that?
The pairs event goes first. We were at the dance event, which was before the ladies event. So I would say we were right in the middle of the Olympic Games. I just remember having about 5 days till the opening ceremonies. The closing ceremonies.
Closing ceremonies,
the mid end of it.
Okay. And how does that play into the mental preparation of the athletes, such as yourself? Is there a big buildup? Like, if you were toward the end of the games, are you nervous on every day counting down to your particular event?
Right. Well, because we were a little bit later, we did have more practice sessions that we had to be mentally prepared for. Because I feel like at practices, you were watched by judges and, by spectators, and you wanted to do a good job. So we were always, keeping ourselves in, focused and ready to perform. The practices, they give you enough time to go over everything. It's not like everyday training where you're there for several hours at the rink.
Right,
you pretty much have about 2 half-hour sessions a day.
All right, okay.
Yeah, but the adrenaline really keeps you going.
I can only imagine, yeah. Now, since you competed back in 2002, a lot has changed. The sponsors, the technology, the venues, social media, which was practically non-existent back then. Well, it was there, but it wasn't to the degree that it is today. Do you have any favorites in this year's competition?
Oh, wow. I'm just so proud of all the athletes. Do I have favorites? Well, I guess with the ladies, there's Brady Tennell, Mariah Nagasu, and Karen Chen. So I love them all. They're very sweet people. I'm going to go with Karen Chen just because she's my hometown girl.
All right. And speaking of ladies, in today's Olympics, some 43% of all competitors are women, but that's quite a departure from the original Olympics back in Greece when only men were allowed to compete. There were no women. I mean, zero. So you're almost on par with the men now at 43%, which is a good thing. Yeah. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It is.
Now, speaking of that, the genders, how do the sexes get along in your particular Olympic sport, ice dancing and figure skating? I mean, is there a lot of rivalry and discrimination, or is it more cooperation? What's the deal there?
Well, it's interesting because, in ice dancing and pairs, you have a partner of the opposite sex. So it's almost like a relationship. It is a relationship. It can be like a marriage, and you basically have to communicate and interact under stress with your partner as if you were in a marriage.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see where that would be the case. Now, I'm a fair weather snowman. I don't like cold temperatures. That's why I live in Hawaii. But what was the average? Do you remember how cold it was back then? And was it as cold back in Salt Lake City, Utah, as it is in South Korea right now?
I think South Korea has it pretty cold. I don't think Salt Lake City was that cold. I believe Lillehammer has some pretty cold record temperatures, too. Mm-hmm. So, right in there.
All right. Now, you retired after the 02 Olympics at the age of 25, yet you started skating when you were 6 years old. That is just so amazing. Now, what are you doing these days to stay in the mix? I understand you're coaching other skaters. You're also performing. You're still in performances.
Yes, still performing. I actually just had a baby 9 months ago, but 4 months after that, I was performing and doing rehearsals.
You're 40 wonderful. You have a 1-year-old at 41. That's quite an achievement, And Kai, he'd be right at home here in the islands because, as you know, Kai is Hawaiian for ocean.
I do know that. Yes, I love that name.
Yeah.
I love the ocean.
All right. Well, you have to spend part of your year here and, give us the, we don't have any real competitive or what you'd really classify as a skating rink here. We have one here in Honolulu, but it's pretty small by your standards. So I don't know if that would hold out. But now one thing I want to ask you, a couple things, is getting back to the health aspect of being an Olympian and some of the discipline that you had to have when it comes to nutrition and exercise. What about injuries? Are any injuries still affecting you all these years later? Or what injuries were you most prone to during the Olympics? We're going to have a footwear expert on after you, Patty Ryan.
Oh, fantastic.
And she was mentioning that skaters are known for ankle injuries and ankle problems.
Yes, I would say compared to most other athletes, skaters have very weak ankles because we rely on our boots for support. So, I think cross training was very important to strengthen ankles and feet too. You do need the power in your feet for stroking and to get speed. And you also want to have that beautiful leg line with a pointed foot. And
right.
Sometimes it's tough to do that in a stiff boot.
Mm-hmm.
So cross training is a great thing to do.
Okay, so cross training, even if you're not an Olympic athlete, is really good from an injury prevention standpoint and just an overall fitness standpoint. Now, what about nutrition? Did you have follow a particular diet when you were participating in the 2002 Olympics?
I never counted calories, but I did.
Well, that's because you burned so many of them. It was hard to keep in enough of them. You know, what do they say? 400 calories an hour or something, or half an hour of ice skating. I mean, it burns an incredible amount of calories, and in addition to giving you a great core workout.
It sure does. Yes. Skaters want to retain that lean, light build, especially the freestylers that have to jump and the pair skaters. I would say, maybe our caloric intake wasn't as high as, let's say, a Nordic or a cross-country skiing.
You're cutting, Beata, you're cutting in and out if you
could.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, hold the phone.
That, yeah.
Okay, better.
Sorry,
thank you.
Better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So cross-country skiers, I think, burn the most calories. I think they need 7,000 calories a day maximum.
Wow.
Around then. And it's really interesting because at the Olympic Village in the dining hall, you could kind of get a feel of what sports these athletes that were sitting there did, because you would see what kind of food they would have in their trays and how many trays of food they would have in front of them. So,
oh, wow.
You know, at the figure skaters, you might see, half a chicken breast and some broccoli. And for the Nordic athletes, you would see, we had McDonald's, and you'd see McDonald's and burritos.
Oh, my gosh.
And everything.
Right. So no holds barred. Now, I know that you and Ice Dance International have already filmed a PBS special that will be televised later this year. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, yes. Ice Dance International, founded by Douglas Webster. It's a touring performance company, very similar to a ballet company. And we've got skaters that are Olympians, national champions, world-level athletes, that are part of this company. And on PBS, they'll be airing this special sometime in April, I believe.
April, okay. So
yeah.
Keep your, a heads up for listeners on that if they want to see that on television. Hey, have you ever met Apollo Ohno, or do you know Apollo?
I remember riding the elevator with him, and that was a treat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've met him. I've met him on occasion in California, and he's quite an interesting character. And he has, I think, right now he has a food supplement line, and he's very into nutrition as well as staying fit and life extension and everything. So he's very health conscious. I know that. But we thank you so much for sharing what you have. What's next on the menu for Beata Hondra as far as any new other than the PBS special coming up? Do you have anything on the dock?
Sure. Well, I'm coaching the junior national champion.
Wow.
So hopefully you'll see her in 4 years and at the next Olympics.
Great.
She's 12 right now, so. She has a great shot for that.
All right. Do you have a website people can go to for more information on you?
Actually, I think the best way to find more info is through Ice Dance International.
Okay. All right.
Yes, and you can see some bio and some other information, and you can contact me that way as well.
All right. Thanks so much, Beata, for being there, and we invite you here before 4 years, before the next 2020 Olympics.
I can't wait. I would love to see Hawaii.
All right.
Thank you so much, David.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Beata Hondra, a former Olympian from the 2002 Olympics. I misspoke. I said, what did I say, 2020 Olympics? I meant, well, no, that's right. No, 2020. Yo, oh, my God. How time flies. Okay, how time flies, because we are coming back with Patty Ryan, footwear expert. We'll tell you how to keep your feet as comfortable as everything else. And if you're running in this this Monday's President's Day Great Aloha Run, it's not too late to perfect your step and step ahead to foot comfort. So we'll talk about that. And then in the next half hour of the program, chocolate on the menu, the health benefits of dark chocolate, as we continue here on the healthiest 2 hours on radio.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Hey, welcome back to the program. If the shoe does not fit, you must quit whatever you're doing with your feet. Because, hey, if your shoes don't fit well, you can have problems. Those pains, blisters, bunions, corns, calluses, all the conditions that are caused by ill-fitting footwear. So this morning, we have our resident footwear expert, Patty Ryan, joining us from Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store, with some sage advice on keeping you on your toes or your heels, as the case may be. And we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Patty. How the health are you?
Good morning, and I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for being there. Now, this is the big weekend, the biggest footwear event, I might add, of the year, if you think of it as a walking or running event in terms of the shoes that are going to be out there for this weekend's or this Monday's President's Day Great Aloha Run. What is it, about 30,000 plus participants. Now, if someone listening feels they might have some support issues, some problems with their shoes or a little foot pain or a likelihood of blistering, and they're maybe unsure about competing in Monday's event, is it too late to go down to one of your stores and get fitted with the proper arch supports to prevent that?
Oh, most definitely not. Again, they've got a couple more days to go, and so if I want to put them in an orthotic that's less intrusive of all the ones that I have, which will flex with the foot, support the four arches, and they can get going on that right today. Now, again, we also have the plantar fasciitis sleeve. So what we want to do on this great Aloha run is support that arch. And with the sleeve, it has 7 zones of compression. So it's going to really hold that arch in the correct position, helping you with that gosh darn plantar fasciitis.
Okay, so that's available to fit in any shoe that they might come in with, no matter what brand or type of running shoe or walking shoe they're already wearing, or they don't have to have any special shoe for that particular arch support.
They do not. What, okay. Again, the plantar fasciitis sleeve does is it goes by shoe size. And so, again, it will just fit that arch really, really nicely. So, again, that's what we need to do. Okay. And they should get a pair, not just one. If one foot's bothering them, mm-hmm. again, with plantar fasciitis, I really want them to get the pair that's going to really, really help them. Let's protect that foot so we do not have any issues later on, like Tuesday, Wednesday, to see me.
Okay, now what about preventing blisters? Because that's probably the most common complaint that people have, especially if they're not used to. Maybe they've been training, you know, doing 3 or 4 miles at a time, but as you know, the Aloha runs about 8 miles, so they're overdoing it, or they're walking or running a lot longer than they otherwise would, and that, you know, there's a greater likelihood of blisters there. Any help for that?
There is. Now, we have another orthotic called the Silhouette. And it's only about an 8-millimeter arch. And again, with a blister type of a thing, it's just rubbing. So you want to lift the body weight off that heel and put the body weight where it should be, in the middle part of the arch. So I would suggest, if they want to stay away from the blisters, that again, that the Silhouette orthotic, it's very minimal, but it's really going to help them.
Okay.
Another thing, we have the sock called Feature. And in sock, again, I got the sock that's a little bit thicker. Mm-hmm. And again, it's got a little bit more padding to it. Then I have the thinner one for the runners. That's, again, they'll like that one also.
Okay.
So let's get them into some good feature socks, and they'll see a big, big difference.
All right, now. Great. No, that's good. It's all valuable information. Now, I just mentioned walking versus running, and that brought to mind, is there any difference in how an arch support should fit, or the choice of arch supports, whether a person is walking or, you know, running puts up to 5 times more stress on the knees and other joints, or 5 times more weight than your actual body weight, versus, you know, walking is maybe it's not that much of a shock. So, do you, for instance, need a harder or firmer arch support if you're a runner versus a walker, or does that make a difference?
Oh, yes, that does make a difference. So, again, if you're a walker, you want a little bit more support, which is called our Sundance orthotic. It still supports the 4 arches that you have to your foot. It's going to take a little bit more weight off the ball of the foot, again, or the heel. And so, but that's only for walking. If you're going to get into running, you need more flexibility. So you need, again, the wind step, which, again, is going to flex with the foot. And again, it has more spring action to it, and so that's the one you need. But for walking, boy, oh boy, get the more supportive one, and it's really going to help you out. Because that's a long distance, especially, again, if you're a first-time person doing this.
Right.
You really, really, really need to support that arch.
Now, what if it is their first time of the Great Aloha Run, or any particular run, maybe not this weekend, but a future event. What if somebody just bought new shoes, and they haven't maybe fully broken them in? Are the arch supports going to help in that respect?
It certainly will. It'll take more body weight off those toes. Now, when they're buying new shoes, you want to make sure you get a nice wide toe box, especially if you have the bunions.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a new running shoe, still you need to support that arch. But when you go shoe shopping, make sure you have a nice wide toe box in that shoe. So, again, you don't want to get into a lot of problems, and that will lead to knee problems, because you're going to be compensating, putting more body over on one foot than you are on the other,
with
the blisters or whatever.
Yeah, know that all too well as being a former runner myself. Well, I'm still a runner, but not doing events anymore. By the way, Patty, my feet thank you, and my toes thank you for no more pain, no more blisters, no more discomfort in my lower body because of your arch supports. I just want to thank you for that personally, and these arch supports are, you know, and it's not the Dr. you know who, the arch supports that you buy in the mass markets. I mean, these are custom orthotics. And then also you also have the tell us about the print or what is it, the foot impression on the with the ink pad.
That's correct. That's called a Harris mat.
Okay.
And the first thing when you come in to see us, we're going to give you that free foot analysis. But what that Harris mat shows is pressure point, the alignment of your foot and your arch. All these things are very, very important for us to see and to analyze what's going on with that foot. If you're a pronator, it's going to show it on that print. That means rolling in. If you're a supinator, that means rolling out. So that print tells us a lot. And we give you that analysis so you can further understand about your foot, because it's going to lead to other issues.
Right.
Such as knee problems, ankle problems, back problems. When you're out of alignment at your foundation, then again, that whole skeletal structure is completely off.
All right. Well, thanks and for keeping everybody structured and aligned. And tell us where you're located and how to get in touch with you.
We have two office locations, one at Pearl Kai Shopping Center across from Pearl Ridge in Iaea. And then our other one is at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in Cook Street. Now, on the parking, you can park on Kauai Hau, which is in the back. The parking garage is in the back side of the building. And again, it's very, very simple. Just give us a call
right.
if you're having any problems.
Okay, and where do they call you? 593-7841?
That's correct.
Okay, and
that's,
then the other number is easier. I remember the IAEA number across from Pearl Ridge and the Pearl Kai Shopping Center is 488-3338. So 488-3338. And you're open until what time today and tomorrow?
We're open until 6 o'clock. Now, again, you want to visit our website? I have a lot of video on our website. So when you visit our website, it's stepaheadhawaii.com.
Oh, okay.
So visit, and that tells you on the videos, it's going to show you plantar fasciitis, problems with the back, the ankle.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that.
It's a really, really, really good website.
All right.
It's got the videos on it.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, keep up the good work, Patty, and thanks for being with us from Step Ahead.
And thanks so much for having me on your show.
All right, there goes Patty Ryan of Step Ahead. Again, 725 Kapi'olani, that's next to BMW, or in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Iaea. Step Ahead is Hawaii's arch support store. Okay, when we come back, the health benefits of dark chocolate with Matt Wyant. Also, how dark chocolate is made and how you can tell the quality differences. It's going to be a lot of interesting information in the next half hour, so you're not going to want to miss this. But if you need to miss any part of it, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy here on AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer. Stay with us as Dr. Health continues.
Dr. Health Ben's Dick Allgaier here. U.S. life expectancy has fallen again. Details of why we are expected to live shorter lives now. A new report about germs in airports. Ooh. And yay, another study telling us why red wine is good for us, a very unusual use of red wine in medicine. I'll have details coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Woo! Everybody in the world likes chocolate. Mmm, we love it. Oh,
Oh, everybody loves chocolate. Hey, did you know the microwave oven was invented after a researcher walked by a radar tube in his laboratory and a chocolate bar melted in his pocket? Serendipitous discovery there. Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. This is The Cure for the Common radio show. And in this segment of the program, we have Matt Wyant, a chocolatier from Chocolatl Chocolate Company in Atlanta, Georgia. And he joins us to talk about not only the health benefits of chocolate, but a little history and backgrounder of chocolate and how to avoid the cheaper, lower quality chocolates, how to shop for chocolate, basically. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Matt. How the health are you?
Hey, David, how are you? I'm well.
Excellent. Well, I took the tour of your chocolate factory. I was most impressed with the micro factory that you had. All I had to do was turn around. I didn't have to even step anywhere. No, it's not that small, yeah. But no, it's really a great operation. It's pretty small, but you know, it does all the things that the big factories do. Let's talk about how chocolate's made, and then we'll get into some of the health benefits. But basically, five step process, rather, roasting, cracking, winnowing, grinding, and tempering. So take us through that in just a few minutes, just to give people kind of an appreciation of how much is involved in just producing a simple chocolate bar. People have no idea what goes into making one of the bars, not only from you or just any company that's making chocolate. It's a very laborious process.
Right. Well, I would actually take it back a few steps further in the process. So a lot of the work happens in the country of origin where the cacao is coming from. And so
because it has to be fermented first, right?
Right. Exactly. So there's a pretty intensive process, and that has a big impact on the finished quality of the product. And it's a pretty intensive process that happens. Cacao grows within 20 degrees of the equator. Hawaii is actually the only place in the United States where cacao can grow.
That's right.
There is cacao.
Yeah. And we've had some of the chocolatiers here in the past, but I thought I'd have somebody from the mainland like you that is also doing it there, although not growing it there, of course, but you're producing it there. So, yeah, go ahead.
Sure. So, the process in country is, there's a harvesting, and, cacao itself is a fruit, and so the seeds and the pulp are harvested out of the fruit, and usually these are small family farms that have formed farmer co-ops where they're usually doing a central fermentation process. So there's transporting of the raw material, raw seeds and fruit to a central fermentary, and they go into these fermentation boxes, and it's usually a 5 to up to kind of 10 day long process to ferment the beans. It's relatively labor intensive. They get turned over from one box to the next every day or so that there's sort of an even ferment throughout the beans. And then they're laid out to dry on drying beds. And then that can be another 10 to 14 day drying process. It's pretty intensive where there's someone that's kind of raking the beans and turning them over regularly so that they dry evenly. And so that all happens before, the beans get in the country. And that's about, in total, I guess, a 3-week long process. And then once they arrive to us or to any other bean-to-bar chocolate maker here in the States, we start by sorting through the beans, picking out cracked beans that will burn if we roast them, beans that have been over-fermented, things like that. And then we'll roast them. Cacao is roasted at a lower temperature than coffee. So I think coffee, you're typically roasting over 400 degrees. Most cacao, you're going to be under 300 degrees. You go a little bit longer with the roast than a coffee roast. And then we'll crack the beans. And then we have to separate the husk from the actual bean itself. So the husk is fibrous. It doesn't have the cocoa butter, and it doesn't, it's going to sort of mess up the texture of the chocolate, also the flavor as well. And so we winnow the husk away. And so you probably saw in our factory, we have a little kind of hand do-it-yourself winnowing machine that we built.
Very high tech.
No,
it's yeah. A jury-rigged system, but it works. I mean, that's the main thing. The bottom line is results.
Well, this is still relatively early days for bean-to-bar chocolate in the States. There have been bean-to-bar chocolate makers, started well before us, but it's still very much a DIY industry. And
right.
so you find that a lot of the equipment, you know, that's out there was designed for huge chocolate factories, and a lot of us are smart starting at a much smaller scale. So
mm-hmm. Right, right.
A lot of this stuff is kind of packed together.
And, so and speaking
shop vac kind of.
So, shop vac, yeah, no, I know, I saw the vacuum device that's hooked up via a hose to for the winnowing. Now, before we get into the grinding and tempering, Matt, in case we don't cover it a little later, I want to mention that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard that in the cheaper chocolates, they're not even sometimes fermented or not fermented all the way. They'll just add more vanilla or other things, other ingredients to mask
yeah.
the fact that they're not fermented. And then the other thing is that when it comes to drying, that a lot of the cheaper chocolates are also dried at a higher temperature because it can be done a lot faster or in a shorter period of time.
Sure. Yeah. You'll so in you know, like in the Dominican Republic, it's called Sanchez. It's the beans that haven't been fermented that just get sold into the commodities market and go into a lot of industrial chocolate.
Mm.
And, you know, there's a lot. I mean, the ferment can have a huge impact on the finished flavor. And so what you have with industrial chocolate, I mean, most of it is coming out of West Africa, Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana, where, you know, there's a lot there. We didn't really even touch on the varieties, but they're, you know, just been doing genetic research in the last like 15 years or so and have identified different families and varieties of cacao. And so, you know, that have different associations in terms of the quality. And then the ferment is going to have a big impact. And if it's not fermented at all, then it's obviously not going to have a very good finished flavor.
Right.
So what you find with industrial chocolate, you know, it's sort of like McDonald's. They want the Big Mac to taste the same way wherever in the world you buy a Big Mac. So industrial chocolate is buying beans in bulk from all over the place. They roast them really high temperature, throw vanilla, sugar, and milk in there, and you get a very kind of neutral flavor that's going to taste the same in every chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing and what a lot of bean-to-bar makers are doing is doing single-origin varieties, buying better, much better quality cacao, and then we're not messing with the flavors by adding a lot of stuff on top of it. Now we do flavor inclusion bars where we've, you know, intentionally are going for a specific flavor, but we have a line of bars that are just cacao and organic cane sugar, and we haven't added anything else to the bar. And so we're really trying to bring out the different flavors of the origins that we're working with. And you find that it's a lot like wine or coffee, where beans from different places, whether it's the variety of cacao, the way it was fermented, the terroir, the climate, you'll end up with really different flavor profiles if you don't mess with the bean.
And by the way,
to dilute it.
Sorry to interject, but kudos to you for not being tempted to add other ingredients, the lecithins, the vanillins, the other ingredients that alter the taste. They might act as extenders, you know, extra cocoa butter, whatever. But I'm looking at the bar. I bought a bar when I was at your store. We bought several, but my sisters have the rest of them. Cacao and cane sugar, those are the only two ingredients in the bar. And this particular one is 85% cacao. And a little later, we'll talk about the percentages. But yeah, just wanted to thank you and compliment you on the fact that you know just a simple chocolate and a little sugar for sweetening, and that's it, and that's all you're getting. So
sure, yeah, and well, thanks. And I mean, you know, we approach when we my wife and I, you know, got into this together, and you know, work hand in hand, and everything, and you know, we had kind of a couple of parameters when we started making chocolate about what we wanted to do, and we. You know, one is there's a lot of inequity in the supply chain. And, you know, I mentioned the work that the farmers are doing, that it's a really labor intensive job. And a lot of times they're not at all well compensated for the work that they're doing. And so that was something that we wanted to focus on.
So is yours a fair trade?
Sorry.
Chocolate then?
Well, we don't use any certifications. What we're trying to do is all direct trade. And
Okay. So
we've, for example, that Peru bar that you have, we've been down two out of the last 3 years to the co-op in Pangoa, Peru, where we've sourced that bean and worked directly with the co-op, and we purchased directly from the co-op. So there's not a broker or middleman or anything that we're working with. And we are paying them a premium above what they would normally get for their beans on the commodities market.
Oh, I and, see. Okay.
You know, one of the things that you find is there's really dramatic fluctuations in the price of cacao on the commodities market. So in the last couple of years, the price has dropped by, you know, I think more than 30% now. And so by us having a direct relationship and a commitment, long-term commitment to work with a group of farmers, they know that they have a reliable buyer who's going to keep buying at the same price, kind of regardless of what happens on any
commodity exactly.
scale. And so I think it's beneficial to, you know, we are able to supply a source of really high quality cacao, and they're able to have a reliable buyer who's
that's,
paying
them. Yeah, it's a win-win situation. Yeah, win-win.
Yeah.
Matt, we need to take one break to keep the lights on here. And when we come back, I want to ask you more about some of the steps. We'll get into the grinding and the tempering and talk about the other differences between quality chocolate and the lower rungs on the ladder, so to speak, and then the importance of organic, also the health benefits, the polyphenols, the phenylethylamine, the so-called PEA. I'll give you a little rundown on that. Chocolate has vasodilating effects for blood vessels, so it's good for your heart, and much more as we continue with our chocolate expert, Matt Wyant from, and Owen, we'll also talk about his company, Chocolatl, and that's the Chocolatl Chocolate Company in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll tell you how to get his products if you so desire. So back after this. Oh, and also flavors, the palette of flavors. You know, is it earthy? Is it fruity, floral, spicy, nutty? It's the same with wines, right? You know, they have all those the terminology there. So we'll talk about that as well. Back after this here on The Chocolate Show on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? What a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile? The one that belongs to you. Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Hey, chocolate, 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 chocolate.
Chocolate, I think that's what he's saying. Blow your whole check on chocolate. Well, that's probably not good. I'm just eating some chocolate. I'm actually eating some of Matt's chocolate from Chocolatl Company. Matt, tell us about your company and how people can get a few of your products.
Sure. So, you know, we're based out of Atlanta. We have a little micro factory at in a Krog Street Market, which is a kind of food hall here in downtown Atlanta. And we've opened in 2014, and the year and a half before that, my wife and I had moved down to Costa Rica for about 7 months or so with our two little kids, and that's when we really kind of fell in love with the whole process of making chocolate. We met people that were growing cacao and making chocolate right there, kind of on the Caribbean coast, and decided we wanted to bring it back to Atlanta. And so our website is Chocolatl, which is X-O-C-O-L. ATLChocolate.com, and you can order bars online there. And if you're ever in Atlanta, you can also sign up to do a little tour and tasting at our micro factory here, where we kind of walk you through the whole process of making chocolate.
And it's not a far walk either.
Yeah, I guess okay. I should say turn you around and show you the different different parts of the process.
All right, so I have many more questions, and we only have about 6 minutes left. So how dark is dark? Let's discuss percentages. I know, let's see, the bar in my hand from your Chocolatl company is 85%. I always go 85 and higher, but I know that most of the public, that might be a little too bitter for them. What is your most popular bar? What percentage of chocolate is that?
So, you know, we are typically our single origin bars around 70 to 73%. Okay. And then we have our flavor inclusions. We do a coconut milk bar that's at 60%.
Oh, yeah,
and that's actually probably our most popular.
That was good.
So our milk chocolates, though, we're not using any dairy milk at this point. We do a couple bars with coconut milk. We're coming out with an almond milk and quinoa crunch bar. Actually, should have that out like next month.
Oh, good.
But one of the things you'll find with when you get an industrial chocolate bar, even if you get like sort of an organic bar from Whole Foods, and you look in the back and it has added cocoa butter to the bar.
Right.
And the cocoa butter is counted towards the percentage. So if you buy a bar that's 70% and they've added additional cocoa butter, that's diluting the cocoa mass. And when they talk about the health benefits of chocolate, it's all coming from the cocoa mass, the antioxidants, the flavonols, all the nutrients. And so, you know, when we're making chocolate at just two ingredients, just the cacao, which naturally contains cocoa butter, but we're not adding any additional cocoa butter, you're going to actually end up a 70% bar without added cocoa butter will have a higher cocoa mass content than one with added.
Yeah, and hence you're going to have higher amounts of polyphenols and tannins and the beneficial compounds that chocolate contains.
Right.
And now, inevitably, it's because cocoa butter is cheaper, right? Isn't that used as kind of a filler, or what's the deal there?
Yeah, I mean, it's also, you know, it makes the chocolate
smoother,
creamier,
yeah,
depending
creamy.
On which beans you're working with. Mm-hmm. I mean, naturally, beans are going to vary in the quantity of cocoa butter they have in them. And actually, that Peruvian bar that you have, you know, naturally, I think, has a real creaminess to it.
Yeah.
And so we haven't actually had it, like, tested to see what the cocoa butter content is.
Oh, I see.
It's a little bit higher than, like, we were working with a bean from Ecuador that was really dry. And if you didn't add any cocoa butter to it, which we didn't, you would notice that it had a drier kind of mouthfeel to it.
Okay, so, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so there's kind of natural variety in the content there.
Okay. Now, 85%, does that mean it's 15% sugar? Or what percentage?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so for those single origin bars, there's just two ingredients. So when we have the percentage of cacao, then the remaining percentage is sugar. And so, you know, you may think that 70%, well, 30% sugar, that sounds like a whole lot of sugar, but you're talking about a 75-gram bar, and
most people are, you know, usually I'll have a couple of squares at a time. I'm not
right, right. If not the whole bar, you know, yeah. So the sugar can add up if it's even if it's a 70%, and really 70%, whether it's Dr. Oz or other health experts, they say most of the research I've read is from 70% on up is what you're looking for in a dark chocolate. Even though the definition of dark chocolate isn't that at 50%, I believe.
Yeah, it's much lower, and you know, so the cacao itself is superfood. There's nothing bad for you in the cacao.
Right.
It's the sugar. So basically, the ratio is that once you get to 70%, the good benefits of the cacao are outweighing the bad benefits of the sugar or the bad impact.
Right. Okay. That's good to know. Okay. Great. Yeah. And then also the PEA, I don't know if you're familiar with that compound in chocolate, but it's phenylethylamine, and it's kind of that, it's why people get addicted to chocolate, because it's the same chemical that the brain produces when you're in love. And so, you know, there's no coincidence that love and chocolate are connected together so intricately or intimately, because you have that same feeling from consuming chocolate as you do if you're with someone that you love. And so and some people use chocolate as a substitute for love, but that's another program. Actually, we're going to do a show on sexual health next hour, and we'll maybe touch on that. But anyway, we only have a minute left, so I want you to give out your website one more time for people that missed it the first time.
Sure. It's chocolatlchocolate.com, and chocolatl is spelled X-O-C-O-L-A-T-L. Actually, the original Nahuatl, which is the Aztec word for how they consume chocolate, so it actually means bitter water. But we like the ATL in the name since we're in Atlanta, and it's
There you go. I didn't realize that. Yeah. ATL. All right. Now I just learned that Atlanta was named after Atlantis. Is that right? The city of Atlanta.
Well, I think it was the Atlantic Rail. You know, the only reason Atlanta exists is because it's where the railroads intersected here.
Oh, okay, so the Atlantic Railroad.
The
Atlantic
and like one of the other.
All right. Okay. Gotcha. There. All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Matt, for being with us. Join us next year. All right.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay. There goes Matt Wyant of the Chocolatl Chocolate Company. And when we come back from the top of the hour of Fox News, we'll have information on sugar, which we touched on here. Also, soda. And sex, sexual health, actually, with an expert from the American Sexual Health Association. It's National Condom Month. We'll talk about that and much more. Plus, all of our regular features, the Fitness File, Dick's Report, Dick Allgaier's Health Report, and the Funny Bone Pharmacy. So stick around for hour number two of the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. You can always go to drhealthradio.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com, to listen to any of our previous shows. Stick around after the top of the hour Fox News for hour number two of the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.